You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right. So one last question. We just finished recording our first of the primarily political series, talking about our politics and our favorite video games. In the episode, we asked and we talked about our favorite political situations, things that we saw in video games that we thought was done right. When do you think politics went the most amok in the games that we've seen? You can't say Fallout because we're doing a whole episode on that.
That's fair.
Unfortunately. I'll go first. I think I'm going to miss the one shot that we're doing a little bit later today, but before the episode releases, but we'll be on the main feed after this. Confusing, I know. But I'm going to go with Dead Space. I think you see where some of the political leaders kind of fall into a cult mentality. They are looking for the marker that they believe is going to save them all and make them all one united being. But turns out by that, he means everyone has to become a necromorph, which is basically a zombie. And everything turns into this mindless zombie thing until you have a mother planet and the whole thing is a zombie. So you kind of see, what's funny is, like, I think we all already think of the dangers where the church and religion can fall into a cult mentality. But you can get that in our politics too, where everybody's like, oh, we should just all be one thing. Not good. I mean, that's obviously an exaggerated form, but you can see that in some of our politics. We're trying too hard to make everybody the same. Everyone should want a cross in their school. Everybody should want my religion at their schools, or my belief in the courthouse, or my belief here. Like, maybe not. Maybe that's dangerous mentality and we shouldn't do that. So that's where I'm going to go. I think that's the most dangerous politics I've seen in a video game. Christian, I'll let you go next.
I mean, I'll definitely use the entire BioShock trilogy for this, because there's three separate ways this can go wrong, and it's explored in all three games. In the original, it's subjectivism and how every man determines his own destiny and every man is righteous unto himself. And we see a society based around that idea, and we end up in a sunken city in the water and everyone's pretty much dead. And yeah, then we have the second game where it's more like against people who are overly everything is black and white. And if I have the sense of morality, so should you. And we see how that inevitably falls apart because not everyone's going to get on the same page. And in the third game, we have racial superiority and just not even just that, but like thinking you're better than other people within your race because you have access to things that they don't. And the way all three games use that together really kind of pulls in the sense of going and jumping into these things. Some of those, aside from the racism thing, like there's nothing inherently wrong with the idea of, you know, wanting to look after yourself. There's nothing inherently wrong with seeing things black and white.
Yeah.
It's when you get too far for your own good that things break down.
I'm not sure if I agree about nothing wrong seeing everything black and white, but I know what you're saying.
Yes.
And I mostly agree. I agree with your concept.
Thank you, good sir.
Yeah, yeah. Nick, same question. When have you seen politics go the most astray in a video game?
I'm not going to say the most, just because I think there's probably other ones that I've played.
Yeah, Fallout.
I'm kind of drawing a blank. Right. I think one that's coming to mind is Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, where Ganondorf is like is like a servant or something, or become, I can't remember exactly, but basically claims to serve Zelda and the kingdom, and obviously is after the Triforce and kidnaps her, and that kind of starts off the whole game, and he's like the reincarnation of a demon, and like all of that stuff that Ganondorf, his relationship with the kingdom of Hyrule, is basically what throws the whole kingdom and the other kingdoms into the turmoil that they face under the the shadow rule of Ganondorf. So I think there's some interesting political stuff happening in Ocarina of Time that sometimes when you trust people, or even, you know, thinking of Ganondorf being like similar to like Grima Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings as an advisor to a king for the destruction of their own land and people, and Ganondorf serves that role as well.
Man, all great pools. I like them all. Obviously, Ratchet and Clank. I haven't seen. I've seen some YouTube videos of the newest game. And I think the timeline where Dr. Nefarious becomes Emperor and it's technology is the best thing. We don't need anything but technology. That's pretty far astray also. That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to Ratchet and Clank, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think in one of the games, it was really funny. I could be misremembering this, but I think there was one of the newer games. They had like a side mission you did, and there was a small video clip in it where they're saying, we have to get everybody this shot of super juice. And if they don't get it, they'll die. So if they don't take it, let's kill them. I was like, oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's how we convince people. Yeah. Funny stuff. But thank you guys for joining me for this last question. Thank you, listeners, for subscribing on Captivate or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. And we'll catch you next time.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.